The history of virtual wholesaling real estate. Okay, some people call it smart real estate wholesaling. I did not create the term virtual. No, I did not. Chris Chico claims. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 14kformula.com. On this episode, we're talking about the history of virtual wholesaling real estate, okay? Some people call it smart real estate wholesaling. I did not create the term virtual. No, I did not. Chris Chico claims he created the terminology virtual wholesaling. If he did, congratulations to him. I created smart wholesaling. I've been making noise about smart wholesaling since 2014. I've been talking about smart wholesaling. I wrote a whole book on smart real estate wholesaling in 2018, summertime, I think. Yeah, 2018. I wrote this in 2019. All right, so you can get this absolutely for free, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And, you know, we're in 2020 and there's an epidemic that completely wiped out everything we knew as a normal day in America and the rest of the world. As I'm talking to you right now, 1.8 million people has tested positive cases of coronavirus. And in the United States alone, they're dealing with about 22,000 deaths in the past 3 weeks. So it's a different time and age. So you and I cannot pretend like nothing is going on in the world. There's a lot going on in the world, okay? And but business will continue as usual. And because if you have, I was just listening to the TV, if you have economy depression and recession, it kills just as much as it kills coronavirus kills. So business has to continue as usual. We have to eat, we have to put shelter on our head, and we are in the business of shelter, right? Real estate, right? So business continues as usual. So today we're talking about the history of virtual wholesaling real estate. I wanted to take some time to talk about this and then also answer a question here. But I already did. What I'm trying to tell you is that there's no such thing as non-virtual real estate wholesaling anymore. There's not. I've said that since probably around the end of summer last year, the end of 2019 summer. I've been saying it, that there's no such thing as a non-virtual real estate wholesaling or non-virtual real estate investing. No, you should be able to do deals anywhere because of the power of things like this, like the internet, okay? Like you've been able to watch me from thousands of miles away right now, being able to do deals, write contract on the internet, sign contract that I actually secured on the internet. Of course, a few people say, oh, who does that? Who sign contracts on the internet? We do. People do. Human beings do. Your president does, right? We're just in a different time and age, and time is much more valuable than it used to be. We're obsessed. As human beings, we're obsessed with things moving faster, easier, simpler, doing a lot more with less resources. You, as a business owner, you have to be that way, okay? You have to be obsessed. Maybe not you. Your business has to be obsessed with making sure you're ahead of the curve when it comes to technology, when it comes to getting things done faster, when it comes to applying leverage in your game. So the idea that, oh, that house is next door, so it's in my backyard, that's not virtual. No, it is virtual, and you gotta be moving faster. You gotta have more than just that one house coming into your pipeline on a daily basis so you can keep doing deals anywhere in the nation. As long as there's an actual human being who is motivated to sell, then you can get it done. And no, the idea of virtual real estate wholesaling simply means you don't have to meet them ever in person. You don't have to ever be to the property in person. I've been practicing that since 2006 or seven, something like that. Seven, more like seven, because I realized that I went to a lot of appointments, wasted my time, and people didn't show up. A lot of them, not all of them, obviously, because I did, that was like those 2 years, 2005 to seven, I did $3 million in sales. So, but the point is that there were enough times that I remember that I just went to an appointment and I didn't have to. So what I did back then, there was no DocuSign back then. What I did back then, I faxed them. I sent them an email. I said, here's the contract. I'm sending an email, print it out, sign it and fax it to this number. Once I get it, then we can start the process. Why would I be able to do that? Because I was talking only to motivated sellers, to people that need to get rid of the property, okay? So that's basically virtual wholesaling. It's been there since then. I've been practicing it since then. Yes, I do go to some appointments, but I don't go because I think it's gonna create a deal. It doesn't always create a deal, okay? As a matter of fact, most of the deals I've closed in my lifetime in this game has been completely signed contract, and I didn't meet the person until closing, okay? So why? Because the value got delivered regardless, okay? The value was not dependent on if I showed up in person or not, okay? And you have to start thinking that way. You got to think a little faster. So it's a quick question that came in here, and I'm going to address it really, really quickly. I am speaking with the owner of an off-market 3-1 property in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. That's my neighborhood. Vetting the contract. We have been speaking in email, and they offer me to go walk the property. Anytime somebody is offering and they're just still stuck on you must walk the property, there's a very good chance they're not motivated, okay? They are worried about your own due diligence more than they need to sell, okay? They're much more worried about due diligence for you than they need to sell. That's lack of motivation. Just keep that in mind. I researched and found they only bought the property December 2019. These properties are $300,000 to over $600,000 and up. Okay, all those numbers means nothing. You're gonna do your own research. You're gonna do your own evaluation of the property. You can do that at DealEstimator.com or EmpireBigData.com. Those are two platforms you can use to do analysis of your own property using comparables. You don't have to chase after realtors to find comparables. That's so old school. By the way, I never followed that route even back in 2005. I found ways to get my own comps, okay? I can't find tax info for some reason. You can find that at empirebigdata.com. For some reason, and they claim the mortgage is significantly less than what they are asking. They're asking for $409,000, but won't tell me the balance. If they are willing to hold information back, they're not motivated. There's another chance. That's another addition indication that they're not motivated. Okay, the home is pristine. I don't know what that means. And dated. Okay, I guess it's dated. The old house, kitchen updated only, and detached property has a 2-bedroom with full bath above it. Not registered as a rental. It's a single family house, right? Being they bought it a short time ago for $390,000. They bought it $390,000. They're trying to flip it to you for $409,000. As a wholesaler, you should not be talking to people like this unless they want a joint venture with you and you want to help them get rid of the property. You have your own list of buyers. If you don't have your own list of buyers, you're not in the game yet. If you don't have a growing list of buyers, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com right now and get this book, okay? All right, so the comps for this will be approximately $359,000, but they are not showing a similar garage space. Wild card. Okay, all that doesn't matter. The after repair value will be $449,000. It's also in a zone that is of minimal flood risk. Does anyone have experience with beach home flips? Yes, and it can be a headache. Point Pleasant, you may have to deal with lifting the house. It can cost anywhere from $40,000 to $70,000 to lift the house, depending on other variables or headache, okay? But it doesn't stop anything. As long as the seller is motivated, then you have a problem to solve, which means there's money to be made, okay? Is there too much risk here to wholesale? No, the only risk here is that you're talking to a non-motivated seller. The only risk that exists in real estate wholesaling is talking to non-motivated sellers. That's my answer for you, okay? So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. If you want to learn how to build your own pipeline, smartrealestatewholesaling.com is where you want to go. And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets absolutely free. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.